How many of you like surprises? No. I do not like surprises. But today, I got the blessing of being surprised by being taken out for lunch. Those are good surprises. And not only lunch, but I got a gift. And say, who would do such a thing? People that are completely out of their mind. The senior class of Lake Ontario Baptist Academy. And so thank you for them. And got a new pen. And thankful for that. And I met up with them at the festival. And say, what festival? Downtown Brockport, of course. And that's big time over there. And Rhonda, did I win? No. Oh, they had a drawing for a Amazon gift card, and I was hoping. But all right, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, verses that are very familiar to us, but I do want to develop a thought here tonight, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for how good you are to us. And God, thank you that you have such care and love for us. Lord, thank you that love does not stop. Lord, I pray that the service tonight would be honoring and glorifying and pleasing to you, and be a help to maybe visualize or speak of a thought that is important. Lord, we sure do love you, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
A verse, probably, maybe some of you, it's your life verse, maybe at least a passage you've memorized in Sunday school, or maybe in Christian school, or maybe you've memorized just by being in church long enough, Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. We talk about it a lot. We reference it a lot. There's such depth to it. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And certainly a verse worth mentioning and looking at regularly. A verse worth memorizing. A verse worth at least considering on a regular basis. But I want to kind of ask the question tonight, why do we trust the Lord? For what reason can we put our trust in the Lord? Remember, I was a young person, and some years ago, and we did this activity. We went to this camp, and they did this activity, and I need a volunteer. Let's see. All right, Nate, come on up. I'm going to need 6 men. No, Braden. Men, Braden. All right, let's see. Eric, why don't you come on up? I'm just going to call on some people. Eric, Jake, can you come on up, help me out? Roger, why don't you help me out? I picked Nathan due to his weight. So I need you to stand on top of this. Can you wait before the ladies go crazy? Let's take this off. All right. Can you stand on that? If you feel like you're going to fall through, just let me know. Okay. Are you good? Okay. Perfect. Excellent. All right. I need some more guys. Brother Rice, perfect timing. Come on up. You're like, I have no idea what's going on. Come on up. Let's see. Here, can you turn around for a second? Just face the cross. All right. Isn't that good advice? Just face the cross. There it is. All right, guys, why don't you come on over here? I guess I only need 4 guys. So I want Roger, you to stand here. Just put your arms out like that. Jay, why don't you stand there like this? Do not do that. Eric, come here for a second. You're going to have to go a little lower because he's a little shorter. That's perfect. Good. There. There. And I need you to stand right here.
Okay.
All right. So here's what I need you to do, Nate. Now, if you were to fall and hit this ground with your head, that would probably hurt you. It wouldn't kill you, but it would hurt you. So I want you to put your hands across your chest like that. And without bending your legs, so here, we don't want them to fall through. Okay, got it? Okay. So, no, not like that. Like that. Okay, good. So, a little bit lower. A little bit lower. Good. Okay. So, what I want you to do, without bending your legs, keep your legs stiff as a board. Imagine. And I want you to just fall right back. Oh, good. How was that? Was that all right? All right. I felt like you bent your legs a little bit. You kind of sat down. Yeah, he's like, I did bend my legs. So, can you do that again without bending your legs? Is that kind of scary? Yeah, it is. All right. But the question is, do you trust them? Yes, you do. Prove it, and you'll fall. Okay, go ahead.
Don't bend your legs this time. Good. Much better. Awesome, Nate. Very good. All right, go have a seat. All right. Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate Nathan risking his life for the illustration tonight. Trust. Trust is difficult if, Nate, I brought Joe and Benjamin and Chase and Braden out here. Now, physically, they could hold him up. But the question is, does Nate trust them? I brought men of, maybe in Nathan's eyes, of high esteem. Knowing maybe one man alone, Jacob Chesky, could carry me if I fell in his arms alone. But then you add, you know, Brother McDowell and Brother Williams and Brother Rice, and surely they can hold me up. So he trusted those men. Because he knows them, he can evaluate their strength. He can, in his mind, do the math. I weigh. He's this strong. He can hold me. The Bible tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And I look at that verse and I say, for what reason can I trust the Lord? Why can I do that? Psalm 139 tonight. The message tonight is reasons to trust the Lord. This will not be the same as how we found it, but we'll do our best real quick. Psalm 139, verse 1. Psalm 139, verse 1. Let's read a few verses. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought from afar. Think about what we just said there. Who are we talking about? We're talking about God. Thou compassest my path, my lying down, and acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and had laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. The psalmist here says, I can't even wrap my head around it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Number one reason to trust the Lord is your situation did not surprise God. How can I trust God that he's going to catch me? Because he knew it was going to happen. How can I trust him? Why should I trust him? Under what merit? Because he's acquainted with all our ways. There's no circumstance, there's no situation, there's no event that takes place in our life that God doesn't know. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. You know what that means? Man, I'm going to make a mess of this. And I'm going to need the Lord. Now, the Lord knows that, but I didn't know that. I just was talking. And the Lord knows, oh, he's about to make a fool of himself. He's going to need me. He's about to cry out to me for help. And I'm going to be listening. He knows all of our words. The psalmist says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me.
Why? Because he says in verse 5, the previous verse, "For thou hast beset behind and before me." Your situation didn't surprise God. It didn't take him by alarm. He wasn't, "What do I do?" Because he's acquainted with all of our ways. And his hand will lead us. Why can I trust the Lord? Under what merit, under what reason can I fall into his arms? Because he knew. He knew. Many times my children are doing something or whatever, and I know the circumstance, and I answer the question before they almost even ask it. "How did you know?" Because I'm acquainted with all of your ways. Nathan stood upon here. Would he have hurt himself? Yeah, he probably would have banged himself up if no one caught him. But he trusted. Under what merit? He evaluated who was catching him. Why can I fall into the arms of the Savior? Because he knows. Feels like I didn't realize how many times I stand on top of things with my arms crossed, falling into the arms of the Lord. But the older I get, the more I see it. Because I don't have a parent around, and I don't have a... Because up to that point, my parents caught me. The older I get, the more I need to fall into the arms of the Lord. Your situation did not surprise God. Number two, Isaiah 55. Reasons to trust the Lord. We are commanded. We know the verse. We have it hanging in our yards or in our living rooms or kitchens. We have it written down, highlighted. Maybe it's a memory verse. Maybe trust in the Lord. Why should I trust him? Well, because your situation didn't surprise him. Isaiah 55, verse 8. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Point number two, why is God worthy of my trust? Because he is more than capable of managing the life that you live. He is actually more capable of managing your life than you are. He's more capable. It's actually safer for you to fall into his arms and trust him than it is to stand alone. I ask this frequently, but it is a good reminder, and the reason I ask the question is to get us to check ourselves. But who knows better, God or you? Who has made a mess or a cause problems upon themselves for doing it their way? Had I just fallen into the arms of Christ, had I just trusted the Lord, he is more capable of managing my life than I am. A few weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago or so. No, I think it was a couple months ago. You know how time goes. It was sometime within the last 10 years. Truck was sitting in the driveway. I just needed it moved back a minute, just a little section. So I said, "Sam, go hop in the front seat. Put all the windows down so you can hear. Turn it on. Put it in reverse, one down. And then slowly, just take your foot off the brake. That's all you have to do." I have a 5.7 liter Hemi Magnum engine. "You just have to take your foot off the brake and it'll idle just fine. It idles at 15 miles an hour. Just come on back slowly." And here he comes, moving back. "Okay, stop." You know, he slams on the brakes, right? gets out. Man, Dad, I like driving. Son, you did not just drive. What you did was the equivalent of pushing the vehicle back a little bit. And you know, sometimes that's how we treat the Lord, right? Yeah. Man, I made a decision. Look at what I did. You took your foot off the brake for a minute. You're not driving. And so many times we think we can handle our life. And God says, I really wish you would just trust me. Allow me to drive your life. Allow me to do it because I am more capable than you are. Reason number two, to trust the Lord. Number one, He's aware of our situation. Number two, He is more capable of managing your life than you are. Romans chapter 8. I loved those verses out of Psalm 139. Could have read the whole passage. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. For and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Point number three of reasons to trust the Lord. God's timing is perfect. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. When we use this verse, many a times we use it because something has happened in our life out of what we considered perfect time. There's been a mistake. There's been a misjudgment. God somehow, something went askew. Something went awry. The timing is not correct. But we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. God's timing is perfect. Therefore, I can trust Him. There's three answers in prayer. Yes, that's usually what we're looking for, to validate what we want to do. No, we don't like that as much. And the hardest of all answers, wait. We are awful at waiting. We studied King Saul today, a little bit in Sunday school of this week. Our reading for our young adults reading was 1 Samuel 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And I think in chapter 14, maybe, I think it was chapter 14, Saul prays to the Lord and says, should I go up against the Philistines and will you lead them into my hand? And God answered him not, it says. He didn't even answer. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. He just didn't answer. So you know what Saul did? I'm just going to do what I want. And so many times, that's what happens in our life. God, is this what you want me to do? Is this where you want me to go? And it's silent. So we make it happen. All right, well, I'm going to do what I want to do then. Because He didn't tell me no. He didn't tell me yes. He simply said, wait. Previously, in those very same chapters, the king was told to go and to wait for the prophet. He got one day ahead of him. Made an altar, sacrificed things, and he did things out of timing. So much so that the power of God left King Saul. Just wait. Anybody else struggle with waiting? Yeah. It's because, say, why is that? Why is that so hard? I'd rather someone tell me no than wait. I'd rather see the road closed, detour needed, 10 miles out of your way, than wait in traffic. Why is that? Why is that with the Lord? Why is it that with... Because it's a trust issue. Because I believe that my timing is right and God's isn't. Trust in the Lord. For what reason? Because His timing is perfect. Wait. One of the worst places in the world is a waiting room. What is your job there? Nothing. You just wait. You're waiting for someone to call you. Waiting for someone to... I'm very anxious in those places. Anybody ever feel like that too? Man, just get me in. Hey, if you're going to be 2 hours late, let me know and tell me, come in 2 hours. I'd rather do that than sit in the waiting room and wait. And that's how we are with the Lord. Lord, when you're ready to answer, come get me, but I'm going to be busy over here. And He says, no, just wait. And that's so hard for us because we don't trust Him. But He's worth trusting because we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And we know that His timing is perfect. Your situation did not surprise God. Number two, God is more capable of managing your life than you are. Number three, God's timing is perfect. Deuteronomy chapter 32. We're halfway through. Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4 says, He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all His ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is He. Not only is God's timing perfect, but God makes no mistakes. Do you believe that? God makes no mistakes. Mosquitoes. That's a mistake. Somehow, somewhere, man had his hand in the insect world and produced... Nope. A God of truth and without iniquity. In His very character, there is no bad thing. Brother Knob, you work with, have worked with, and you've told me this by testimony, but worked with other contractors that were slightly unethical, and you struggled with that. Because that you saw that's the way it was going to go, and for you to succeed in a certain area, you'd have to almost be unethical. Although it looks like they're working on your behalf, they are not. Because there's iniquity within. Do you know that God has no iniquity? He has no bad. Nothing ever happens that's wrong by the hand of God. Therefore, I can trust Him. I can fall and allow Him to catch me. He is worth trusting because He makes no mistakes. Now, we always can go to a scenario or a circumstance that doesn't make sense to us. But it doesn't have to make sense to us. If I know that God makes no mistakes and He is just and He is right, as the Scripture says, I can trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, because your situation did not surprise God. Number two, because God is more capable of managing your life than you are. Number three, God's timing is perfect. Number four, God makes no mistakes. Sometimes that's a tough pill to swallow. Because sometimes the things that happen, we don't like. But we can still trust Him. James chapter 1. Fifth point, James chapter 1 and verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, if you've studied James chapter 1, you understand that the temptation is not the temptation of sin, but more of a trial of our faith in this passage. Later on, we are referenced the temptation of sin. But God does not tempt man with sin. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Point number 5, God uses difficulties to draw us close. Very rarely, during the good times of life, do we trust the Lord because, well, I guess quite honestly, we don't need to. Everything's going well. Health is good. Finances are good. Kids are doing well. Job's good. Vehicle's running. Feel like you're getting stuff out of your reading. Church is going well. Ministries are progressing. No trust is needed. I'm not falling. But then the Lord brings by a trial, a test. Something difficult. When I go through school and I look over Chase's shoulder and there he is pulling his hair out, not physically, but you know, mentally pulling his hair out over his math. And I look at it and I think, yeah, that's pretty simple. 4 numbers added up in a row. I can do it in my head. I know the answer. All right, boom. It's not difficult for me. Chase is crying out to God, Lord, please help me with this. That difficulty did something. It produced patience. It produced trust. It produced him needing the Lord. You know what? In our circumstance, it's no different. Difficulties in your life, God uses to draw us closer to him. Because when everything's clear sailing, we're good. Don't need it. So do we trust him? Sometimes we go through difficult things. Things that turn our life upside down. And it doesn't make sense. But during those times, I pray that you get closer to the Lord than rather run away. Because the devil would like to use that to help you get bitter against the very one that you should be trusting. And the Lord wants to use it to draw you close. God makes no mistakes, and God uses difficulties to draw us closer. Last verse, Psalm 56. Psalm 56. Look at verse 8. Psalm 56 and verse 8. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, and I may walk before God in the light of the living. Point number 6, reasons to trust the Lord. God is a lot more compassionate than we realize. Say, how do you get that out of there? Put thou my tears into thy bottle. He's acquainted with all of our griefs. He recognizes all of our sorrows and our emotions and our hurts. And somehow, some way, those tears become precious to him. So much so that he keeps them. I don't know how that all works, but I read what it says. And somehow that's precious to him. Somehow that's associated with my trust in him. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. God's out to get me. No. No, the Lord is much more compassionate than we realize. And he actually cares quite a bit about you. Young people or children feel like adults are after them and want to make their life miserable. You never let me. Why can't I? Because I love you. If I didn't, I'd let you do whatever you want. Say, Lord, why are you? Or why can't I? Because I love you. So tonight, how is your trust? You feel like Nate standing up there? His eyes were about as big as they could get. I wish you could have saw it. First time, always, everyone does the same thing. They get to that certain point and then they feel, they're not going to catch me, I'm sitting down. You saw it, right? Isn't that what he did? He was good, and I'm like, oh wow, Nate's going to, nope, sat right down. Second time you did much better. And a lot of us feel like we're standing on the top and saying, I can't fall. He's not going to catch me. But the Lord is worthy to trust. Because your situation did not surprise him. Because he is more capable of managing your life than you are. Because his timing is perfect. Because he makes no mistakes and he uses difficulties to draw us close. And he's much more compassionate than we realize. Say, how do I know that? Because when you go through those things, you recognize and experience the Lord in a way that you never saw before. Until you're completely without, can you truly call the Lord your provider? But now I can trust him. As a young man at our home, when we had very little, borderline nothing, the Lord met our needs. There I was, 10, 12 years old, watching God do that. 8 years old. At 8, I learned to trust him. That's helped me. I know God is able to provide. He makes no mistakes. How about you tonight? Is he worth trusting? Is there enough reason for you to fall back? Let's all stand. A simple thought tonight, but I pray that it'd be a help to you. Let's just have a brief time of invitation tonight. Maybe you just want to come and talk to the Lord a little bit. Maybe you feel like you're kind of standing at the top, wondering if God can really catch you. Please remember that your situation did not surprise him, that he's more capable of managing your life than you are, that his timing is perfect, he makes no mistakes, he uses difficulties to draw us closer, and he's more compassionate than we realize. Heavenly Father, I ask you,
God, you're